Brilliance Audio presents Logging Off by Nick Spaulding, performed by Rory Barnett. Oh my God, this is amazing. Why haven't I seen this before? It's an app that records your bowel movements. Its name? How You Pooing. Yes, that's right, it's called How You Pooing. Genius. I already use several health checking apps that let me chronicle my blood pressure, cholesterol levels, weight, sleep patterns, and BMI. But I've never had one that lets me note down, in exquisite detail, each and every bowel movement. It's amazing. Particularly useful for somebody like me, cursed with the joys of rampant irritable bowel syndrome. One day I'm bunged up like someone shoved a cork up my bum. The next, I'm an upside-down brown fountain. At least with How You Pooing, I can maintain an overall picture of how things are going in my digestive system, so I can tell my doctor all about it the next time I visit him. This morning, I have to chronicle in my shiny new app, which was only 99p to boot, that I am once again as constipated as a dog that's eaten a pound of plasticine. I'm also dog-tired, to continue the canine analogy, as I slept very badly last night, waking up at 2 a.m. in the legendary cold sweat. Snorgasbord, the sleep app I use, told me I got less than 2 hours of decent REM sleep. Terrible stuff. I'm not surprised by either of these things in the slightest, as I have an important presentation to give today, and am feeling decidedly nervous. Sleep always goes out the window under such circumstances. When it comes to the nervous bowels, however, anybody else would be pooing like a mad thing. But my bowels don't work like that. They are contrary bastards and like to do the opposite of what everyone else's do. Having carefully noted down the ongoing fight with my inner digestive workings, I have a shower and a shave and take a quick look at Twitter while I wait for the kettle to boil. It's the usual cavalcade of nonsense opinion and trending hashtags that conspire to make the world seem like even more of a madhouse than it really is. Today, people are up in arms about something that happened on a TV show about people with weight problems. It's not a program I watch, but I appear to be in the minority, as hashtag fat chance is right at the top of the Twitter trends. And people are very angry about something Sandy has done. I have no idea who Sandy is. That's Sandy with two E's, by the way. And judging from the way people are speaking about her, I don't think I want to. I then spend another few minutes looking at all my favourite movie and TV stars to see what they're up to. Robert Downey Jr. has taken to wearing a unicorn onesie, I see. And Ryan Reynolds continues to make appalling jokes about how bad Blake Lively is at cooking. Ricky Gervais has managed to insult the entire Catholic nation this morning, and The Rock has just bench-pressed Mount Everest. Everything seems quite normal then.